D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
America is a Christian nation. Does that statement strike you as controversial?
We need to become knowledgeable about what was given to us, and we need to become active in supporting it.
The federal courts have been secularizing our nation for decades, which is why the left fights so hard over judicial appointments.
Simply not wanting a conservative originalist to be appointed. Why? Because abortion is their number one agenda.
Do you realize that with one simple action, you could help secure freedom in America for decades to come? Find out more on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. America is a Christian nation. Does that statement surprise you? Does it offend you? If so, it's because you don't understand the historical foundations of our nation or the basis for your own freedoms. Those who are in the process of eroding our hard-won freedoms have used secularism as the solvent to dissolve the Constitution as written, and they've used federal judges to apply it. On today's program, you'll get an eye-opening look at the true foundation for our country. And as we begin, the courts have been the arena in which the far left has implemented all of their policy goals, which is why they view judicial vacancies as a fight to the death. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
Well, the Supreme Court made itself very important by getting involved in issues that it really shouldn't have. It should have been leaving to the states, or really expanding the role of the Supreme Court and making itself the final word on nearly every issue. So its role has expanded tremendously since the time of the Founding Fathers. So it's very important as to who's sitting on the Supreme Court. Their worldview matters tremendously to our day-to-day lives in the United States.
Critics note that through judicial activism, the Supreme Court has opened the floodgates of pornography, given us abortion on demand, and legalized same-sex marriage.
Whenever the judicial branch seeks to overrule God, it's going to be a concern for me, and should be a concern for any Christian, since marriage is a divine institution. It's succumbing to the pressure of the culture and that which has become more and more acceptable. But I did feel like it overstepped its bounds, because it took it out of the hands of the people broadly. And so that was unfortunate.
Through judicial activism, the High Court has also prohibited school prayer and devotional Bible reading at schools, and have stripped the Ten Commandments off the school wall, and on it goes. In short, God is out, immorality is in.
The progressive left has, since 1965 and even prior to that, used the Supreme Court as an ability to legislate from the court. The reason why social issues are so contentious in the United States is because the Supreme Court has weighed in and put a thumb on the scale, you could say, on the side of a more liberal view, an anti-religious freedom view, for too long. And it's taken decades for us to be able to put justices on the court who have a proper view of religious freedom, which has a great impact on all these social issues.
So a lot of the angst over the change on the Supreme Court is to a certain extent justified, because these decisions do make a big deal in the average life of an American.
The Constitution stipulates that the president chooses the judicial nominees, and the Senate is to advise and consent on these nominees. But in 1987, the left pulled out all the stops to defeat Robert Bork from the court. The attack on Judge Bork was so egregious that his name even became a slang verb in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, defined as, quote, to attack or defeat a nominee or candidate for public office unfairly through an organized campaign of harsh public criticism or vilification, end quote. A few years later, they also vilified Clarence Thomas.
This is a case in which this sleaze, this dirt, was searched for by staffers of members of this committee, was then leaked to the media, and this committee and this body validated it and displayed it.
So you remember when Justice Clarence Thomas was first nominated, what he described as a high-tech lynching that occurred during his time, which interestingly, Joe Biden was one of the ones presiding over that circus at that time. You saw that occur because one of the things that the left has promulgated is that their failures at the ballot box, they seek to turn into victories through the judiciary. And so Justice Kavanaugh's attacks that he endured is a continuation of the politics of personal destruction, that by all accounts, he's a good man personally, but that's irrelevant to them when they see their stranglehold on power in the federal court system ebbing away.
In the Brett Kavanaugh hearings in 2018, many opposing senators pulled out all the stops, and then in an unprecedented occurrence, dozens and dozens of paid hecklers disrupted the hearings in the Senate chambers. They were arrested and physically removed.
Abortion is their number one agenda to make sure that they can still have abortion on demand in this country. Justice Brett Kavanaugh poses a grave threat to that agenda, and so they waged an all-out attack against him.
The irony of the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh was his hitherto sterling reputation.
He was widely respected, really on both sides of the aisle. And this is why you saw many people who were liberals coming up and stepping up and saying, look, guys, I don't like President Trump. I don't really agree with his judicial philosophy here. But we know that Brett Kavanaugh is a stellar, really smart guy. He'll be the best person we could imagine being nominated. And it was that kind of that record and that track record that really was so attractive, because you can have someone who's going to be on the bench for life, for decades. You want to make sure you have someone where you know where they're coming from. And with Brett Kavanaugh, we knew he had a clear record of a principled jurisprudence. One of the craziest things about this process is seeing that they were doing this to someone who was like Brett Kavanaugh. He's someone who was known, particularly in D.C., for his support of women. He was widely recognized for the groundbreaking things he was doing in terms of hiring women clerks. Justice Ginsburg actually recently praised him for that.
I think this disinformation campaign against Justice Brett Kavanaugh certainly was one of the uglier moments I've seen in Washington, D.C., in trying to besmirch a good man's name. There was a lot of bad reporting on this issue. I think there was a very targeted campaign to not just attack his principles as a justice, but who he was as a person. And I think there were a lot of people in this country who respond to that very strongly. People who saw that, hey, this could be my husband, this could be my brother, this could be somebody I know. This is what people will do for political power. They will come after you and they will destroy you because you disagree with some of these common narratives.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. I hope you never get it.
I think many on the left are militant about protecting the Roe v. Wade decision in particular. They think that any justice might change that dynamic a little bit. You're going to see this kind of ferocious attacks, and there is simply no barrier to how far they will go to try to destroy somebody who may challenge that. And we saw that, we saw the full spectrum of that, and it continues with Kavanaugh.
With judicial activists having shifted the lawmaking power on controversial questions from the legislature to the judiciary, the matter of who nominates and who confirms judges has never been more crucial.
I would encourage you not to consider sitting out election 2020. Our mandate to engage the society around us comes from the scripture. You cannot escape the Great Commission, which encourages us to be salt and light, to be our Lord's witnesses in every sphere of society.
For the first time in more than a generation, judges who apply the Constitution as originally written are on the ascendancy. And you have just seen the attacks that elicits from the far left, who have relied on activist, unelected judges to implement their cultural vision, from abortion on demand to same-sex marriage. We are in the midst of a generational opportunity to change the direction of the courts for decades to come. Significant progress has been made because of President Trump's appointees to the judiciary, but there are still over 70 vacancies remaining on the federal bench and fewer than 70 legislative days remaining in the Senate until the November elections. That's why we have put together an urgent petition calling upon your senators to quickly confirm originalist conservative judges to those positions. Please contact us right away to receive your petitions. Fill them out and send them back to us so that together we can make a difference that will influence our nation for generations. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org to request your petition. Since the 1940s, judges have been rewriting America's true history, obscuring our foundations and attacking many of our cherished freedoms in the process. Dr. D. James Kennedy reminds us of our true foundations and that they must be restored if liberty is to flourish again.
In 1787, 55 founders of this country met to perform what has been called the miracle in Philadelphia, and gave out that which has been described in England as the greatest work of the mind of ever struck from the mind of uninspired men, the Constitution of the United States. There is no doubt that there is greater controversy over just exactly what it was that they gave us and what were their intentions in giving it to us than there has ever been before. In 1986, a federal judge in Chicago said this: "The truth is that America's origins are Christian and that our founding fathers intended and achieved full religious freedom for all within the context of a Christian nation. In the First Amendment as it was adopted rather than as we have rewritten it." By the way, who was the greatest Chief Justice of the Supreme Court that we ever had? I think that lawyers would agree without much doubt that it was Chief Justice John Marshall, who presided over the Supreme Court from 1801 to 1835. He came into this position while Thomas Jefferson was President of the United States. And he said, Chief Justice John Marshall, "No person, I believe, questions the importance of religion to the happiness of man even during his existence in this world. The American population is entirely Christian." This is 1801. "And with us, Christianity and religion are identical. It would be strange, indeed, if with such a people our institutions did not presuppose Christianity and did not often refer to it and exhibit relations with it." Remember that 9 of the 13 states at the time of the Constitution had established religions, and they were all some denomination of the Christian religion. Samuel Adams, who was the great firebrand of the Revolution, said this when he signed the Declaration of Independence: "We have this day restored," in capital letters, "the sovereign, to whom all men ought to be obedient, and from the rising to the setting of the sun, let his kingdom come." They had deposed the sovereign King George III and had restored Jesus to his proper throne. One of the great slogans of the American Revolution was, "No king but Jesus." Well, let's look at some of the principles which the founding fathers discovered in the Bible as they searched its pages. The first thing that we note is that they gave us a government by law and not by men. That is the meaning of a republic. A republic is a government by law. The prevailing view in England was rex lex. The king is law. Whatever the king says is the law. But Samuel Rutherford, as a Christian, taking his teachings from the Bible, said the law is king, lex rex. And therefore, as the people of God had been governed by the law of God given to them in the Ten Commandments, so also they were going to be governed by law. Second principle that they gave us was that all men are created equal. The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. And so therefore they saw that men were created equal before God. And so therefore they gave us that equality. Now, that was the principle. It took us another 100 years before that principle was fully explicated and all men were considered to be equal, but the principle was enshrined in the Constitution. Thirdly, they gave us inalienable rights. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, said Thomas Jefferson in his declaration. Another principle is that men are sinful. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, said Jeremiah, in a text which is repeated again in Romans 3. Because men are sinful, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this biblical principle, contrary to the humanist idea that men are good, this biblical understanding that men are sinful led to the division of powers. In order that not too much power be put in the hands of any one or few men, they knew that Isaiah 33:22 said, "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king." So here we see the tripartite division of government as judge, lawgiver, and king. That is the judiciary and the legislative and the executive branches of government. These, however, were placed not in the hands of God as in a theocracy, but in the hands of men. So we had this three-part division of our government. And because they still distrusted man because of the sinful nature which the Bible said that they had, they also gave limited and enumerated powers to the federal government. All of these things and many others show us that it was out of the Bible that the principles of Christianity were brought forth and wedded to the principles of civil government. We need to become knowledgeable about what was given to us, and we need to become active in supporting it. How tragic it is that so many Christians have, by default, let this nation drift more and more into secularism. Dear friends, I would urge you to recommit yourself to the great principles that our founding fathers gave us in the founding documents of this nation, and to strive by every method, by our prayers, by our efforts, by our work, by our evangelization, to make this nation a Christian nation once more. Because of the abandonment of these principles, all manner of ills and plagues and problems have descended upon this country. Our only hope is to go back to the foundations and to rebuild the Christian heritage that made this nation great.
As you just heard from Dr. Kennedy, John Marshall, the most influential Chief Justice on the early Supreme Court, noted that it would be strange indeed if our institutions did not presuppose Christianity. How far a fall is it from there to Hugo Black's decision in 1947, asserting a strict wall of separation between church and state? That has been the de facto law of the land for the decades since then, with students even being instructed that they cannot pray in a public school. This is a complete inversion of the First Amendment, and inverting the Constitution is something liberal judges have perfected. But you and I have an opportunity to put an end to that. President Trump has already made numerous excellent nominations to the federal courts, but more than 70 vacancies remain awaiting Senate confirmation of the nominees. And there are fewer than 70 legislative days to get this done before the November elections. This is the most important issue of our time, and we have put together an urgent petition to your senators. It calls upon them to immediately move to fill these open spots with qualified conservative judges. Please contact us without delay to get your petition. Fill it out and send it back to us so that we can make a difference that will reverberate for decades. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. And when you contact us, please consider giving us a generous donation to help us continue this work, which has never been more vital than in this year of national decision. We will thank you by sending you a 3-pack of the Truth in Action Q&A booklet, What is Judicial Tyranny? This concise booklet shows how judges are abusing the Constitution by making it mean whatever they want it to mean. Read it and share it with others as we head to the polls in November. And if you're able to give a generous donation of $40 or more, we will send you the 3-pack of the booklet plus the book, A Strong Constitution, What Would America Look Like If We Followed the Law? By Robert Knight. This book takes an in-depth look at how our Constitution has been ignored by all three branches of government and casts a vision for the blessings we would receive by returning to it. And whatever you do, please make sure to get your petition to your senators right away, calling upon them to fill the 70-plus vacancies on the federal bench with constitutionalist judges before the November elections. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. During the nomination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court, the left did everything it could to destroy his reputation and family in a vain attempt to destroy his nomination. Kavanaugh replaced the coveted swing vote that by judicial fiat made sodomy and same-sex marriage constitutional rights, and this posed a grave threat to their cultural revolution. You may remember that they trotted out Christine Blasey Ford to accuse Kavanaugh of sexual assault in college. She could not remember when or where it had taken place, or in fact any of the details surrounding the party where it supposedly happened. She claimed there were four different witnesses, and all four said they knew nothing about it. She could not even provide evidence that she had ever even met Kavanaugh. Yet, her specious allegations were given endless and breathless coverage by the mainstream media, which lectured us incessantly that we should always believe a woman accuser. What an interesting contrast when we fast forward less than 2 years. Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat nominee for president, has been accused of sexual misconduct by his former staff assistant, Tara Reid. At least two people say Ms. Reid told them about the incident when it allegedly occurred years ago. Whatever actually happened, and Joe Biden is entitled to the presumption of innocence, it's worth asking why most people have heard nothing about this allegation, one that is far more credible than Blasey Ford's baseless charge. Weren't we told that we should always believe such allegations? The answer, as you've likely surmised, has to do with politics. In the eyes of today's media, Joe Biden, a champion of abortion who in fact led the attack to keep Robert Bork off the Supreme Court, has the right kind of political views. And Brett Kavanaugh, well, he has the wrong kind. This is the bald-faced double standard of media hucksters who received their training from the Lewis Carroll School of Imaginary Journalism. And by the way, this double standard is something God despises. In Proverbs chapter 20, we are told, "Unequal weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good." And Jesus warned, "For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." In America, in 2020, profound injustice often masquerades under the banner of so-called social justice. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Every evil system that has come down the pike has been based upon a foundation of lies.
I am one of the few people that can say that I survived a failed abortion.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.